tomorrow morning, 3 to 5 minutes left, and this Skyboat matter is going to come up.
I've been going through the tape, the agreement that, and I wondered if
made,
and I ought to know about that he might bring up. As I read the papers, there was always the question of the feasibility of the Skyboat, and that I think they feel that we've got two or three problems. First, that in the agreement, we read on Holy Lock, or they do, and they feel that one is for the other. It doesn't read that way, and it seems that they were separate decisions, but made at the same time. What's your general thought?
Well, now, of course, I'm shooting off the hip here pretty fast.
Oh, I understand.
But this is about Skyboat. So common thing at that time, and said, yeah, sure, this is going to be the answer to all the defenses of the Soviets. And on account of that,
The name is the Stop to Cold Street.
Yes.
Remember their missile.
John Wien, I think you're absolutely correct that they exist for that. As far as a base up on the Clyde was concerned, it wasn't that at all. There were two separate things that we were doing. We did, as I remember, put in the caveat that of course the Skyboat still proved itself, but now, as I read from the newspaper, the damn thing just hasn't.
Well, they've had these five fares. We put in about 300 million. They say
to get the 1,000 missiles, by that time we would
more in of experimental
money.
Then if we bought the 1,000, we'd end up with about $2.5 billion. The British would end up only planning to buy between won't
end up without any cost at all,
because find ourselves in for $2.5 billion, or they find themselves in for just a fraction. It's like somebody making $1,000. They just buy them at the marginal rate.
Right.
Now, I'm looking over your agreement here.
Looking over your agreement here with
Skyboat, in a desire to be of assistance in improving and extending the effective life
Skyboat missiles,
minus warheads, to the UK on a reimbursable basis in 1965 or thereafter. Since Skyboat is still in the early stages of development, this offer is necessarily dependent on the successful and timely completion of its development program. Sales will be without any conditions as to use, other than a general understanding today about Polaris. About the offer you're making about Polaris, for European force, and then the Scottish ports. It says we welcome the assurance that in the same spirit of cooperation, the UK would be agreeable in principle to make the necessary. Well, it says in the same spirit of cooperation. So there's a slight connection.
Yes, that's right.
But of course, Tom Gates told me the other night that he had told Watkinson 2.5 years ago this thing was in some trouble, and of course we told him a year ago, and they've got the British out there, so they've known it's in trouble. But of course, this places Prime Minister Macmillan in a difficult position, because this means that his